Okay, so so we decided to just take a quick look at the Min Domino Sugya in general, because that's the way this whole Sugya is based on, is assuming Min Domino Lo Batal, and it's arguing about how you define Min Domino Min B'Shein Domino, whether it's Basa Shema or Basa Taima. But it seems that we should have a basic understanding of what the idea of Min B'Mino Lo Batal is first, before we can have Chakiras in what qualifies as Min B'Mino, what qualifies as Min B'Shein Domino, right? Okay, so we did this, I think, a year or two ago, but the main source is in Menachos, Chof Beis HaMenach. Okay. So the case is the Gemara is talking about when dam is bottle. Okay, dam kachim. So it goes through different possibilities. If the dam gets mixed into the mayim, so it depends. If the mayim looks like dam, then it's kosher. If it gets into mixed into yayin, you also have to evaluate its appearance or what its appearance would be. But then the Gemara says if it's nisarev bedam behema, Obedam Chaya. So then you get into Machlokas. Tanakama says you can have a bittel, and Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Dam Mevatel Dam. Okay, so that's how the Gemara starts off. Ein Dam Mevatel Dam. Ein Dam Mevatel Dam. That's Rabbi Yehuda. So it's a Machlokas if Dam is Mevatel Dam. That's what it comes down to, right? I didn't tell you to start in the beginning, but. That's the question that's the machlokus. If dam is mevatel dam, mayim will be mevatel dam, yayin can be mevatel dam, but can dam be mevatel dam? Right? Okay. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'shneim mikra echad darshu. They both darshened. They each darshened their shita from the same pasuk. Right? Whether dam is mevatel dam or not, they both darshened from the same pasuk. The lokach midam apar and midam asoyer. So that's by the Avodas Yom Kippur. And the Kohen Gadol takes what? From the dam apar and the dam asoyer. Right, so these are the two karbonos that are the dan bifnim. Right, the hazos bifnim. So he takes from the dam apar and dam asoyer. He does these separate hazos, right? And then Vadavar Yadua. And everybody knows that what? That the dam of the par is much greater than the dam of the soyer. So one second. In other words, so the avoda goes, how does the avoda go? So first he takes the dam of the par, does hazos, then he takes the dam of the soyer, does hazos, and then what? Then he mixes them. And from the mixture, the pasuk says, v'lokach midam apar umidam hasoyer. So in other words, the mixture itself of the two damim, of the dam apar and the dam asoyer, the Torah calls that the dam apar and the dam asoyer. And the dam apar is much greater. So what does that show you? That shows you, Rashi says, Hadavar Yadua, that the dam apar is meruba midomo shel soyer, and afilu hachi kari leakati nami dam soyer. And the pasuk still refers to it as dam soyer, refers to it as a mixture, as a mixture of both. V'afalpi shenisari bo dam apar. Yep. So that proves to you that dam is not mevatel dam, because if dam was mevatel dam, then it would just be dam apar. Then it would just be dam apar. But the Torah says mix the par and the soyer together. Mix the dam apar, the dam soyer together. And then take from the dam apar v'dam asoyer. So that shows you the dam asoyer is not batal, even though the dam apar is the rov. So that shows you dam is not batal dam. Right? That's Rabbi Yehuda's drasha. Rabbanan sovri mikan li'ola shein mevatel zeh. Rabbi Yehuda sovra mikan l'min b'mino shein o batal. So they each darshan different things. The Rabbanan darshan, that what do you see from here? That an ola can't be mevatel an ola. right? In other words, why is it Dama Parva Dama Soir? Because they're both Olos. They're both Dam Ola. But if there wasn't, if it wasn't that they were Olos, they would be one would be Bavatel the other. And Rabbi Huda says, from here you see that in general, Min Bamino is not Bavatel. So that's the question. That's the this is the source of the machlokas, the drush from that pasuk. Yeah. Now the Gemara just works through each side. How does it work it through? Rabbanon sabim mikan laolin shein valin zezev v'dil mishum demin b'mino hu. So how do they know? How do they know the factor is ola? Maybe it's because it's min b'mino, right? I mean, there are two things. It's min b'mino and it's ola. So they just how do they just pick ola? Maybe it's because of the min b'mino. Iashminan min b'mino v'loashminan olin kidika omrit. So if it would have been a pasuk of just min b'mino, then you'd be right. Hashda ashminan olin mishum de olin. But since it's the case of ola, since it never taught it other than the case of ola, it must be ola is the factor. V'dil ma'ad ika min b'mino v'olin. Maybe it has to be both. Kasha. Rabbi Huda sovereign mikam min b'mino bato v'dil mishum de olin hu. I ashminan olin min b'sheino mino. Kidika omrit. So if it was just the fact that it was olin, it could have been even min b'sheino mino. Hashdash mina min b'mino mishum de min b'mino hu. V'dil ma'ad ika min b'mino v'olin. Kasha. So each one is sort of stuck in the end. But, What's the difference in the train of thought? It's interesting. You know what? Rabbanan say it must be teaching you Olin. Because otherwise it would have just had Stam case on Min B'mino. And Rabbi Huda says it must be teaching you Min B'mino, not Olin. Because otherwise it could have had Olin in the Min B'sheino Mino case. Right? In terms of drushes, it's hard to understand what they're arguing about. I mean, it's hard to understand. It's hard to define that machlokas, the drushes. I mean, it's a big problem. You have two factors, right? The case itself has two factors. The case is a case where they're both dam, and they're both olos, right? And the pasuk is telling you, even though they're mixed and one is greater, there's no bittul. Right? And the Yehud and the Rabbanan are arguing, what is the factor that prevents the bittul? Is it the fact that they're olos and min b'mino would be bittul in general? Or is it the fact that they're min b'mino and olos doesn't make a difference?
It sounds more like a machlokas and hilchos drushos.
Neither one of them says it means both. Neither one of them wants to say it's only bottle here because it's both. That's what each one gets a little bit. That's what each one left leaves off in the cushy on. Maybe it's only maybe it's dafka both.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cushy on each one, but nobody wants to say that. So then they're arguing about which is the real factor and which is just incidental, which is the cause and which is just the case. Every case has particulars. But there's a cause.
Essence and accident.
Essence and accident, exactly. The essence and the accident.
Yeah.
What's difficult about each one's argument is the fact of the matter is the limud is here because it's necessary for the Avodas Yom Kippurim. I mean, in Avodas Yom Kippurim, you have to mix both together and be mazeh from both. So, what do you mean it should have taught us another case? Well, this is the case we're at, and this is the case we need. See, in truth, if you look closely again at the drasha, it's not that they're learning it. As they're saying, the Gemara is just trying to lodge a question on each one, right? He's saying, how do you know? Take the Rabbanan, for instance. The Rabbanan say, from here we see Olin are not involved in each other. So the Gemara says, how can you derive that it's Olin? Maybe it's Min B'mino, right? So his response is, if it would have taught just the case of min b'mino and not a case of olin, then you would be right. But now that it says olin, I say it's because of olin. In other words, the Rabbanan are just ignoring the min b'mino factor. And the kasha on them is, maybe it's because of, they're just asking a kasha, then maybe it's because of min b'mino. And they're saying, no, if it would have taught somewhere else dafka min b'mino, then I would have to say you're right. But it never does that. So I can maintain my position that it's olin. But it's not really clear what's driving them to each side. All right, so let's see. Let's leave that go. So that's the in terms of derivation. But in terms of svara, what's the idea of the machlokas? Whether min b'mino is bottle or ain't a bottle? And if you're going to say min b'mino is bottle, then we'll say olin are not bottle, right? Now, the Rabbanan hold min b'mino is bottle, but if it's olin but olin, then it's not bottle. And Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mino itself is never bottle. Right? Okay, so what's the basic svara? Just the basic svara. We don't need to get any deep svaras over here. What do you say? Someone who was here last time we did this? Yeah. Okay, no, so the Ron explains, I don't remember the Ron, Ron's in the dorm. The Ron explains the basic idea of the machlokas, right? The Ron wants to like this, just paraphrasing, that what is bittul? What is necessary for bittul to occur? What is bittul and what is a condition of bittul? So bittul is where one thing is going to nullify another, right? It's going to suppress the other, right? If I have a bittul, so I'm saying that the majority is suppressing the expression of the minority, right? Okay, so that requires two different things. It requires different substances. It requires there to be a chilek between the two things. There has to be something that is acting on another. Right? There has to be some expression that is being suppressed, and some expression that is, and some characteristic that's being expressed. So that's Rabbi Huda's argument. His argument is dam b'dam. There's no bittul. What is at odds with what? You need there to be some sort of a conflict. Okay, what is here? And then rov will be a resolution. Okay, but if there aren't two things that are different from each other, then there's no sense to saying one is suppressing the other. They're the same. Right? The Ron says on the contrary. If you have two things that are the same, when you add them to each other, you just have more. You don't say one negated the other. You just have a greater sum of the same thing. So as long as it's all dam and dam, well, what's going to be mavato what? It's all the same. Right? It's all the same. So you just have more dam. You just have a riboy dam. You don't say one dam added destroys the other dam. You just have a marbe dam. Right? Like you add, you say, okay, if I add, two different colors, so one will knock out the other, maybe. But you add the same color, you don't say, well, the red knocked out the red that you added. What do you mean? It's all one thing. It's all participating in the same way. But that's Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, unless the substances are different, there's no bittul, right? But what do the Rabbanan hold? The Rabbanan hold that the halachic shame of Isser and Heter itself is something, a difference that is considered in terms of bittul. In other words, it's true, it's dam and dam, but if it was dam kosher and dam mutter, if it was Isser and Heter, then you would have a bittul. How do you have dam that's kosher?
Anybody know? Fish blood.
Grasshopper blood.
Already,
So that's what the Ron wants to say. That's the machlokas. Do you say, in terms of bittul, do you include the substance? Do you only look at the substance as it is, or do we say the halachic qualities in the thing are also treated like part of the entity itself? So now I can say I do have different kinds of things. How? Because I have kosher meat and treif meat. You understand? So that's the Ran's Chiddush over there. He uses it to explain a very powerful. He uses it in a very interesting way in terms of a different question of Dovah Shesh and Matirin, right? But that's how he lays out the basic machlokas. That everybody agrees to the principle of Bittul. You need two different things to say that one will dominate in terms of its expression over the other. But they're arguing about what type of expressions halacha deals with by Bittul. Is it dafka in the substance, or even in the halachic chalos shem? Right? All right, so we're going to have to come back, and in Avodah Zarah, we're going to have to come back to the big question of Basar Tam or Basar Shema. But before we get to that, what would you say, by the way, just off the cuff, in terms of Nimbamino, Shema or Tam? So let's take up the Gemara. Before we do the toast, we got to finish this first piece of Gemara, right? So good. So you have the machlokas over here of Basar Shema Azlinon or Basar Tam Azlinon, right? So Abaye says, so the case again is what? If you have grape juice that got mixed into the grapes. So according to Abaye, he holds you go by Tam, right? And they're the same Tam. Grapes and grape juice have the same taste. So therefore it would be also Ramashu. And according to Rava, they have a different name, right? That's the case, Yaakov. Grapes and grape juice. So they have a different name. So then it would be Benosin Tam. Benosin Tam would be Vashishim, because you can't actually taste the difference. Okay, go ahead. Tanan. So the Gemara wants to bring Akasha on Abaye, right? Gemara is bringing Akasha on Abaye. The Mishnah says, Yayin Nesech Shenofel Agabi Anovim. Right? The Mishnah says Yayin Nesech Shenofel Agabi Anovim, and the Gemara assumes it means even grape juice, right? That shows you that the Mishnah doesn't the Mishnah mean Yayin Nesech Shenofel Agabi Anovim is benosein tam? That's the implication from the Mishnah, that it's benosein tam. That's the assumption. The assumption is the Mishnah is even speaking about grape juice. And it's no sin tam, right? So the Gemara says, no, it's mashahu. No, the Mishnah is talking about a mashahu. When it says, Yayin Nesach Shnofel Gabi Anovim, Mivukos Asuros, means grape juice would be Aser B'mashahu, like Abaye. That's how Abaye is going to have to interpret the Mishnah, right? Okay. Ha midi katani seifa zaklal kol sheba nosso benosin tam aser kol sheein ba nosso benosin tam mutter michlal de benosin tam askinon. Okay, this is the key. This is what Tosfos is really basing himself on. That what? Since the seifa says that there's a klal, that if it's nosin tam l'shvach, it's aser, and if it's nosin tam l'fgam, it's mutter. Michlal de benosein tam askinan. That implies what? That implies what? That the whole Mishnah is dealing with the case of nosein tam. It implies that even the sefer was nosein tam, right? But if the sefer was nosein tam, and it was grape juice, so that proves that. You go by the shame, right?
So it says the word ratio.
Right, mechlal the ratio. That's what it means, right? It's mechlal that the ratio is talking about nosin tam. That's what we're trying to prove. Va'baye masnisin b'chamra atika ba'anovi. So Rabbi is going to have to say the Mishnah is not talking about fresh wine, about grape juice. He's going to be forced to say it's talking about dafka. Dafka wine. Dafka old wine. Okay? But the point is that what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says the Gemara is trying to prove what? That since the Seifa says no Saint Tam Lefkam is mutter, Since the Sefer says, listen carefully, since the Sefer says Nosin Tam Lefgam is Mutter, the Mishnah, the Gemara is saying that proves that the Reisha must be by the Shear of Nesinas Tam. Okay, who here is a logician? So reverse it.
If the Reisha is not going by Nesinas Tam, then the Sefer is also not going by Nesinas Tam.
Then what?
Did I win?
Almost. If the Reisha is not been Nesinas Tam, you just didn't describe the Sefer properly. Then the Sefer would not have what?
Nesinas Tam is a criteria?
No, more.
Mutter case?
Yeah, Nesinas Tam of Gam is Mutter. Meaning to say what? That the shita of Nosein Tam Lefgam is totally on. Nosein Tam Lefgam Mutter is only in the framework of Nosein Tam, of the Isser of Nosein Tam. But if it was just an Isser Mashu, then the whole chilek in the Sefer wouldn't exist.
So it'd just be Isser Mashu.
Right? You know that? That's Tosa's argument. That's the argument that Tosa brings up. That's what they want to prove from here. Right? That's what Tosa says. Yesh shahayu mefarshim dekol iser dehave b'mashu lo amrinan bey nosin tam lefgam mutter. Okay? And they're trying to prove it from, trying to bring a raya from this Gemara. Why? Because this Gemara says, I'll prove to you the resha is b'nosin tam, is b'shishim. Let's use the word shishim. Okay. Instead of saying binosin tam, let's use the word shishim. Okay, so there's two things. There's something you can have something that's usur, that's mutter b'shishim, and then you have something that's usur b'mashu. Right? That's the machlokus. Abaye and Rava. Fresh wine, is it usur grape juice in the grapes? Is it usur b'shishim? Is it mutter b'shishim or is it usur b'mashu? Right? So the Gemara says, I'll prove to you that Abaye is wrong. That is definitely mutter b'shishim. Why? Because the Seifa of the Mishnah says Nosein Tam Lefgam is mutter. So therefore the Reisha must be talking about being mutter b'shishim. Why, they say? Because if you held there's an Isser Mashahu, then there's no chilek of Nosein Tam Lefgam or Nosein Tam Lefgam. All Tam is Aser. Now that's what they're trying to prove. They want to say that you gotta link up two ideas. There's an idea of the shear, right? There's one idea, there's one question of shear. Is there bittel or is there no bittel? Is there bittel b'shishim or is there no bittel b'shishim? That's one question. That's on the one hand. And then there's the seemingly separate question. Is Nosein Tam Lefgam mutter or usser? Right? Tosus wants to say, according to these shitas, they want to say that the Nosein Tam Lefgam Mutter has to dafka go with the Shishim Shita. But if you would hold that there's no Bittel B'Shishim, then there's also no Heter of Nosein Tam Lefgam. Right? That's what's being proposed. Mm-hmm. And the proof from the Gemara is that the Gemara is deducing the Reisha must be a case of Shishim, because otherwise there wouldn't be the Chilek of Nosein Tam Lefgam in the Seifa, because the Chilek of Nosein Tam Lefgam only resides within the Shita of Batel B'Shishim, but the Shita of Us Isser Mashu has no room for the Heter of Nosein Tam Lefgam. Right? That's the argument. That's the structure of the argument and their proof. Question is, what's the logic of linking up Bittel B'Shishim with Nosein Tam Lefgam and Isser Mashu with no Heter of Nosein Tam Lefgam? Alright, so let's take a look at his idea though. What's the idea? What's his argument? So he said like this: V'yeshayim mefarshim dekol Isser Davi B'Mashu lo aminan bein Nosein Tam Lefgam Mutter. Why? Da'ain lecha tam Bottle Yosem Mimashu be'elef. Okay, now he's trying to, now he's showing you, I was just showing you the structure of the argument, of the proof. But here he's giving you a purely logical reason. What's the logic of the reason? That what? That if you're going to tell me that this Isser Mashahu, right? So there's nothing more butthole than Isser Mashahu. Right? I mean, what is less here? A taste that's that doesn't taste good, or something you don't taste at all?
Something that you don't taste at all.
Excellent. And if you can tell me, even when something has no taste at all, it's still usser, then that shows you that even the least, even zero effect is, it has no bittel. So certainly some effect has a bittel, has no bittel.
So he's,
I get that right? So once again, just like this, we'll read it with the Bach. He says, there's nothing more bottle than one, than a mashu in a thousand, right? The ihachi rafiluhas ahachi asrachmana. And even though it's only one in a thousand, and it's basically non-existent in this whole thing, the Torah still says it's aser. Who adin? Who adin?
Isn't it ihachi?
No, vafilu hachi.
You mean like if it's going to be mutter by nosin?
And then he quotes the raya. But what's the svara? In other words, in order to understand the argument, you have to understand they're looking at it in a certain framework. And a certain framework, our goal is to see what is the way they're looking at things that this Kal v'Chomer makes sense. You're asking me, how does the Kal v'Chomer make sense? That's really part of the very question that we're looking for. In what way of looking at things does the Kal v'Chomer make sense? But literally speaking, the Kal v'Chomer is like this. There's the greatest case of bittul is one in a thousand. Is a mashu in a thousand. Mm-hmm. A lesser case, that was the, let's put it this way, the most deserving case of bittul is one in a thousand. The less deserving case is nosin tam v'gam. If the most deserving case of bittul is not bittul, then certainly the lesser case,
the tam v'gam case,
right?
Yeah.
As opposed to saying, so apparently you're going to have to say for them that why does it work by shishim? For them, the Kal v'Chomer doesn't work by shishim, because by shishim, the Torah is telling you when there's no shishim, so then you have a good taste, so then it's not bottle. But that doesn't mean when you have a bad taste, it's not bottle. Bad taste is less than good taste, right? So on the spectrum of reasons for bittul, you'd have one in a thousand, bad taste, good taste. Okay. Mm-hmm. So if one in a thousand is not bottle, then the bad taste is not bottle, right? Mm-hmm. But if the good taste is not bottle, that doesn't mean the bad taste is not bottle. In other words, if you're going to learn the isser is nesinas tam, so then you can say that l'shvach is not a good nesinas tam. It's not the right nesinas tam. If you're going to say the whole isser comes from giving a tam, so then it's important to know, how does it give the tam? Does it give the tam in a way that creates hanoah, or does it give the tam in a way that doesn't create hanoah? But that's because you're concerned. The whole source of the isser is how this one is affecting the other. That's the whole nature of the isser. The nature of the isser is, how does the isser affect the heter? Right? So we want to know, well, the isser impacted the heter because it gave a tam to the whole thing. So then we have to evaluate, well, what kind of a tam did it give? Did it give a tam that makes a hanah, or did it give a tam that doesn't create a hanah? But if I say mashahu is usr, I don't care about how the isser affects the heter. I just care, is the isser here? That's all I care about. Right? Because it has zero effect on the heter when it's one in a thousand. And that still doesn't make a difference to me. So I'm not interested in the question of, does the isser express itself in the heter or not? That's the tam way of looking at things. But if I'm in the mashu track, then I'm just saying as long as the Isser is present. Now, what's less present? One in a thousand? Or something that is great, that is here greater but has a bad taste? Who cares about its taste? That doesn't make it less present. Right? Mm-hmm. So if the fact that that the most trace existence of it makes it is considered to be present, then the quality of tama, then something that is here to a degree of taste is even more present. It tastes good. Who cares? We're not interested in how it affects the other thing. That's only tasting good or bad is only a question when I'm interested in not just its presence, that's not what creates the isser, but how it affects the heter is how it creates the isser. Right? But if it's just a question of mashu, I don't care how it affects the heter. So if I don't care about how it affects the heter, I'm just a question of whether it's here in a way that's considered present or not. Whether I consider it present or not. So if I say a mashu be'alef is present, and kal v'chomer, then this is certainly present. That's the argument. I mean, put simply, tam has nothing to do with mashu. Tam lifgam has nothing to do with mashu. Lifgam is just a question when I want to know tam. When I'm in the inyan of tam, so now I can be mechalik between mashu, between lifgam and zushvach. But if I'm not in the inyan of tam at all, who cares if it's lifgam? But Tosis doesn't like it. Tosis doesn't like it. He says what? He doesn't really say why though, right? He just says there's no raya from here. He says vain raya mikan lo daikacha elamida maflig b'seifa b'hachi mechal the reisha b'nos in tam. He says you can't make that logical proof that I said before. You can't say that the Mishnah means because the chilik. You can't say the Gemara means because we have the nosin tam of gam chilik in the seifa that it could only exist if the reisha holds from nesinas tam. That's not the proof. Not the proof that it could only be here if the reisha is benosin tam, right? Really, it could be here if the ratio was b'mashu too. It's just mistaver that since the Sefer is talking about the Metzias of the case with Tom, then it's mistaver that the whole Mishnah is talking about the same basic Metzias case. So, would it make sense to switch from a case where there was no Tom to start talking about Lefgam L'Shach? Not that it's impossible, but it's just not the way the Mishnah is put together. Usually, the Mishnah keeps the case consistent throughout the whole Mishnah. So if the case is, in the end, we know the case is a case of Nesinas Tam because it's Mechalik between Lashvach and Lefgam, so Mestav at the beginning is also Nesinas Tam. But not that it couldn't be otherwise. Right? He's just saying there's no proof. You can't make that proof in the Mishnah. You can't make that proof from this Gemara, but that's what the Mishnah is talking about. The Ode, what? Dimashu min b'mino ein hatam botol klal. Afilu be'elef. Kevan de'atam she'atam shova. Now he wants to try to show you that the logic is not good. Now he's trying to undermine the logic. Okay, how? Well, we'll have to think about this for the next time. But let's just put it out there. That what? The ode. So his first problem is not a proof. Because it's not the Mishnah, the Gemara is not saying that the Mishnah must be a case of Nesinas Tam. It's just saying it's Mestaver, it's a case of Nesinas Tam, since that's the case of the Sefer. Yeah. But now he has a kasha. He says, there's a chilek. Because the mash, when you have a mashahu by a mimbamina, one in a thousand, so you said, Ein l'chotam batal yosem mimashu be'elef, right? That's what the maksha said. That's what the first shita said. Tosh says, that's not true. That's not true. There's no bitl at all. Since they're the same, there is no bittul. Of alifgam atam bittul. So Tosas is now trying to say, no, it's very possible to say that min b'mino is never bittul, but lifgam is. Okay, let's think about that. Now, as Tosas is saying in the end, on the contrary, you wanted to say mashu be'elef is the worst case. No, lifgam is worse than mashu be'elef. So you can't bring a raya that since mashu be'elef is not batal, lifgam is not batal. The whole raya is based on saying that lifgam is that mashu be'elef is more deserving of bittul. So if that's not batal, then the less deserving bittul is not batal. But Tosis, no, you're wrong. That's just wrong. Mashu Belef is not deserving of Biddle.
It doesn't even
it's like they're arguing on logical premises over here.
Yeah.
On the arguing on the premises.